Have you ever heard of Don and Dan Ryland?
Oh, yeah, I know Don and Dan, yeah. Pretty sound.
No, you think of the right ones. You might not be thinking the same ones as I am.
I think I am. I think I know what you mean, yeah.
What, Don and Dan Ryland?
Don and Dan, yeah.
Metal-y guys.
Yeah, yeah, pretty metal, you know. They listen to a bit of Maiden, but...
No, like really, really, like mega metal. Mega, super duper metal. Ultra metal.
What, like listening to like Cannibal Corpse?
No more metal than that, like the most metal you could possibly be.
More metal than kind of black metal?
No, like a shiny silver metal.
I mean, I know a couple of guys who drink in the Mitre on a Saturday who've got bullet faces. Is that who you're on about?
Don and Dan, yeah. Don and Dan, yeah. Don and Dan. Yeah.
Don and Dan.
Shiny bullet-headed bastards that they are.
I remember getting into a bit of a fight with the one, I think it was Dan, and I punched him in the face. Bloody hurt my hand. I didn't realise it was actually metal.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a fully metal face, full metal head, full metal jacket, just metal, pretty much. He's a cyborg. Don and Dan, yeah, you know, they're always a bit pissed.
Yeah, always a bit pissed. Always very pissed, actually, especially Dan. I mean, fucking hell, he puts it away, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, I wish he'd put it away a bit more than he does, because he's always pissing everywhere, because he's so pissed, and sometimes, you know, he's just, like, you know, pissing up a wall, and it's like, damn, put it away, man. You know, I don't want to see a big, long pipe poking out, spraying up the chip shop.
Actually, to be honest, they're pretty sound, actually. I'd feel a bit bad about killing them, really.
I mean, I guess they're only going to... They probably know that this is going to happen anyway, being from the future, so...
Yes.
Number 9, then.
Number 9, yeah, you got the change.
John has dreams, visions, powerful, deep, powerful, moving religious experiences about heavy metal, like a steel hawk, like a laser panther, like a nuclear tiger, like a warrior on a cliff with a laser axe.
Follow that one.
On a cliff with a laser axe, like a witch in the woods with a laser wand,
like a wizard with an atomic staff, like a goblin
with laser eyes,
and the playing card, and the motorcycle, and the tassels on his jacket, and long hair, and a beard.
A laser beard,
like a vampire in a tank. A laser tank.
And, so John has picked a selection of fantastic metal tunes for us, and he had a vision of educating the world about his metal. And so this first track, which is a classic by Nitro, it's called Machine Gun Eddie, and it really is a beaut.
Machine Gun! We'll be right back. chunks of dust.
About this point in the track that I was thinking of stopping it, but John tells me I have to listen to this absolute face melter of a solo. Here we go.
Well, have you ever heard of pirates?
I have heard of pirates. Throw you off the ship, I will make you walk the plank. Arr. No, actually, what are pirates? Don't they wear funny clothes?
Very, very strange clothes.
Walk the plank, beauties. Oh, with a bottle of rum, yo-ho-ho, oh yes, my hearties. So they speak in funny voices whilst wearing funny clothes, downloading music illegally. And this is spawned a new style of metal called pirate metal. I think basically they just want you to download their music for free. They're not bothered about any money or anything. There must have plenty already, I think.
So, if you're a newcomer to pirate metal, put your hat on, and this is a lovely song by Ale Storm, something I'm frequently caught up in. ¶¶
stand before you to tell the truth most dire. There lurks a traitor in our midst who hath invoked the captain's ire. Don't deserve no mercy, we ought to shoot him with a gun. But I am not an evil man, so first let's have a little fun. We'll tie that scoundrel to a rope and throw him overboard. Drag him underneath the ship, a terrifying, deadly trip. Send him down to the depths below. Make that bastard walk the plank with a bottle of rum and a yo-ho-ho. Kill all that filthy landlubber. Send him down to the depths below. Make that bastard walk the plank with a bottle of rum and a yo-ho-ho.
Seafaring talk and them sardines have got me feeling frisky. I got my dress on. But there's an important thing about metal where there was a point in time at which looking like a woman was really good for your image.
It certainly was, and it even spawned a hit single for the band Aerosmith, who wrote the classic "Dude Looks Like a Lady" about Vince Neil from Motley Crue. But yes, there was another band around at that time who were shitter than Motley Crue, but they had the odd record which was fairly listenable in a cheesy kind of crap kind of way.
Yes, the name is very metal indeed, and is actually probably what most people want to do to themselves when they listen to it. This is Poison.
Poison!
So it sounds like you should say the name like that anyway, but...
Yeah. just want to say, stop fucking with my head, dude. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're messing with my mind. You're fucking with my head. Stop fucking with my head, dude.
Okay, you motherfucker. I ain't gonna do no fucking with your head no more. I'm gonna put it down and leave it alone and walk away quick.
That's a good thing, because I don't want you fucking with my head, you motherfucker.
You know, if you're feeling a little bit effeminate after listening to Poison, you want to get some funky-ass shit and some masculine pearls down your neck, and go play some slap bass, because that's only for really butch big bass players. Yeah.
Get the funk out of here. Yeah, seriously, get the funk out of here. You're funking with my head, ain't you?
Yeah.
Say it wrong, should it be
yeah, like Black Heath.
Black Heath.
Yeah, I'm just gonna got the Wetherspoons up in
Black Heath.
And what would you be doing there?
Oh, beer and a burger, I think. £5.99, is it, something like that? You know, it's pretty good.
I hope they do 2-for-1s on goats, goat blood, Viking helmets, corpse paint, Wetherspoons. No, wrong place.
I think you're thinking of somewhere else. It may be in
Blackheath
somewhere, though. I don't know. But...
Do you think you could go into Blackheath Wetherspoon and go, "Hello, Von Wonders, about
Elvis Presley giving wandering to the Wonders in the Blackheath with black metal"?
I think that may be the point when they actually stop giving you a pint of Carling with your beer and burger and actually give you a pint of blood, and the burger is actually human burger.
The next time I go, I will be looking forward to a human burger with some blood.
I think maybe that the burgers are made from outsiders like yourself, though. So just be wary. Love me tender.
Something very important in metal is being very fast.
Oh, very fast.
Very fast. Very, very, very super fast.
Oh, the faster, the better in metal.
Oh, super fast. Ah, everything in metal is very important. It's super fast.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. 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 I don't know
what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know
what I'm doing. And Brutal Truth is the winner. Oh, yes, we're going to play a bit of Brutal Truth for you now, because it's very fast.
But there is something that you should make sure of.
What's that, then?
I hope you make sure we're properly dead before you start.
I hope you make sure we're properly dead before you start.
Tell you what, after that burger and that last track, I just feel like sitting down.
Sitting down, putting your feet up and rolling yourself up a big cake and wearing your chaps to lunch with Lady D. La-di-da-di-dee with Lady D. With your feet up and your slippers on and your pirate patch on your arm. Thinking about all them times when you went down the shops and you bought yourself a Magnum to treat yourself.
I feel all stressed. I sometimes sit down, put my eye patch on, whip out a Magnum, pop on.
We'll be right back. sometimes, when no one is around, I walk around the house like a velociraptor.
Seem much better when you got a magnum in your hand, don't it?
I often carry a piece.
I always keep one in my back pocket just in case I feel a bit low. I can just whip it out and have a little lick, and everything seems to be much better.
Next up is Fantomas.
Fantomas? I suppose it'll do. You need that little mouse with a little patch on his eye that goes around solving crimes.
That's the one. The one with a little beaver friend with a little pointed hat and a feather and white gloves that he often wears to solve a mystery.
Oh, yes. And they never leave home without their laser swords, do they?
Never. I've never seen it. Everyone's like a big fan of like Elton John in the metal community, I think, and a decent cover deserves a decent band, and decent bands always have decent band names. So, going to say who this is?
This band usually abbreviate their name to the letters AC.
Is it AC/DC?
It's not AC/DC.
Is it AC Cooper?
It's not Alice Cooper, no.
Is it AC from Kiss?
I thought that was... I don't remember AC from Kiss. No, it was Ace Frehley, wasn't it? It's not Ace Frehley.
So what is the name of the band? Come on.
It rhymes with... Manal Bunt.
Scrainal Tunt.
No.
Gefrainal Bangrunt.
Maybe that would be a better name. Gefrainal Bangrunt.
Give up.
It's Anal Cunt.
Oh, D.
dear, this is an Elton John cover by Anal Cud.
I'm still standing.
Because that was very brutal.
And very short.
Short and brutal.
Can't beat a bit of short and brutal. So, what my wife tells me anyway.
Well, then, what is next? Some screaming thrash metal. Thrash metal! Fresh metal! Keeps your teeth nice and clean while you listen to it.
But this band is so thrash metal that they don't just kill you, they overkill you. They kill you too much. They kill you and then they kill you again and then they kill you again until there's nothing left. There's not even a body anymore. We killed it to death until there was nothing and it didn't even happen. Because they were all that were.
Did they defeat Megadeth?
They did defeat Megadeth. Megadeth was a bad, bad man who used to capture little children and make them work on his farm to grow vegetables for his dinner. But the triumphant overkill came and they beat him with their big laser axes and their big steel laser tank. And they also had an aluminum hawk, which came in and just at the end when Megadeth looked like he was going to kill Overkill, and then the metal hawk came and poked out his eyes.
They cut his eyes and Megadeth went, "Oh no, no, my eyes, I can't see anything."
And then when he was doing this, Overkill grabbed his laser axe, bro, which was just out of reach of his hand before, and he grabbed it and he smashed it around Megadeth's face. And Megadeth went, "Oh no, 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 you killed me, no, why you killed me? I was only trying to ask you how much was it to buy that fish you got in your hand." And he said, "Oh,
if I realized that and you said it before, then I wouldn't have killed you in the face with a laser axe."
But yes, they beat the Megadeth.
Dreams of dreamy, metally dreams, dreamy metal, metal dreams, shiny metal visions of future metal dreams. It's all about, you know, defiance, defiancy, difference, and just telling off nasty, evil monster devils.
So like, hey, devil, you are a shit. I do not like you. You are a big shit. You do horrible things to people, and I do not like this. And when you do a horrible thing, it makes me angry and pissed off. And it makes me think you are a right shit. And stop it. And don't do it again. Or else I will come back and I will tell you off again. I like you a little bit, because you're quite exciting sometimes. You do funny things which make me laugh, but not very often. Most of the time you make me really mad, because you're really not very nice and you're big.
And that is, yes, at the end of a little metal section. I hope you were educated. I know I was. I felt very educated in the realm of metal. Swords, laser, wolves, 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 wolves.
Wolves. Laser wolves, not wolves. Get the guy straight. So, are you ready for your test next week?
I'm not sure I am. I just, yeah, maybe not, perhaps. I'm not that bothered. It's multiple choice. If I don't pass, well.
You passed the test! You passed the test! That was the test! Not to give a shit about the test! And you passed it with flying colours, my son! You are, we will make a metal man out of you yet!
Wonderful, living life free! Now look around the corner, I might be lurking there. Come to the bed at night, you're out till dawn again. Your mind begins to fall.
Special of John's giving me guitar lessons, and we're already pissed, and I've already been reading Slash's autobiographies, pretty full on whacked out shit, and I've brought my guitar especially for the lesson. It's a small child's acoustic guitar, and it's a bit out of tune, the neck's broke. But is that a problem?
It's not a problem at all, not for me.
Good, okay. So I'm going to be getting down with some of this metallic music, and hopefully by the end of today I'll be playing some Oasis. Okay, I just need to tune up.
Yeah, that's important part of playing the guitar is playing it in tune. Sounds perfect. That sounds alright as well. It's pretty good in tune already.
Bit low.
Little bit low, only a touch. It's the other one. That one. That one.
That one today.
Okay, what type of music do you like?
Soul.
I don't know any soul. What other types of music do you like?
Disco.
Don't know any disco either. What sort of sorts of music do you like?
Garage, drum and bass.
I don't know any of those either. Do you like metal?
Quite like metal things.
What, like cars and stuff?
Boats, trains, cutlery.
Yeah, well, you might like metal music then as well if you like Spoons.
Okay.
I'm going to teach you a metal riff then, something like this. Just put your finger there like that.
Okay.
And then basically just go.
Okay.
That's perfect, that's really good. You're a natural. Yeah? Should we try another one? Just keep things simple. Because a bit like this. I'll try that.
Okay.
That's really good, that is. Do you do lessons? This part of the lesson, I'm going to let you play Charmaine, but you've got to wash your hands in bleach 6 times first, and then you've got to pray so your soul is clean. Of course, you pray to Satan, this being heavy metal, so you must pray to Satan and invoke his spirit and ask for permission to play Charmaine and tell him you will only intend to do evil things with her. Within reason, don't stick your cock in her. Okay? That's reserved for me only. Okay, so yeah, it's you may touch the beast.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll play this piece of shit. Gotta turn her up first. Riffage.
Okay, I want three, four.
So you can get more from us at Maggot House from our Facebook page at facebook.com/maggothouse.
We don't have many friends. And you can also get lots more music, of course, from our Bandcamp website at maggothouse.bandcamp.com. We're more important, clearly. And yes, you can get more Meat Feast, Jazz Thrash Assassin, Fluxum, Octopod, Polly Danielson, and lots of other random crap that I'm sure you'll love.
I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete because I'm a dancing fool.